بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful, very kind towards His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ عَلَىٰ غَضَبِي, that my mercy has encompassed and enveloped my anger. So there are 99 attributes, names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 99 sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ulama said the best, outstanding sifat and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the rahmah and mercy. That's why in the beginning of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted these two sifat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Right? All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb and sustainer of all the worlds, and is most compassionate and his most merciful. So rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering upon us 24/7. Without the mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can survive, no one can enjoy any moment of his life. And how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that out of 7 billion people, only 2 billion are believers. Right? Most of the people don't believe in Him. Most of the people commit shirk and associate partners with Him. There are people who do not believe in existence of Allah at all. They are atheists. They don't even believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is providing them the sustenance and water and air and oxygen and whatever, you know, they need during their lifetimes. Allah is not, you know, saying that those who do not believe in me, those who not worship me, sun must not go to their houses. Sun is shining for everybody. Rain is coming down for everyone, whether it's believer or non-believer. Everyone is benefiting through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all this qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equally. Right? But for the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very special kind of mercy. Since they are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah becomes so happy and pleased with them that ultimately, even they are sinners, even they are violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because of the iman, because of the faith in on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all their sins, make them pure and clean, and eventually they will enter into the paradise through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, this sifat of mercy and rahmah will encompass and envelop them, and you know, they will go into the paradise because of the mercy and through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, ulama explained there are so many promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the servants, those who are obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah promised them, like a parent, you know, they want to do the kids to obey them or discipline them, They promise them, if you do your homework, I'm going to give you this one. If you do this work, I will give you this one. So because he wants to get the toy or, you know, cell phone or whatever, play game or whatever, he tried to complete that job, whatever his parents is telling him to do. Because he knows, and ultimately, if I finish my job, then my parent will grant me this gift. So to get that gift, he does that work. Likewise, here also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is treating us with the same manner. He's saying, if you do this work, if you're worshipping like this, if you sacrifice like this, then there is a promise for you. You will enter into the paradise, you will enjoy your life like this and that. So there are four promises. There are so many promises, but they are highlighted four promises. Inshallah, if we can adopt and inculcate and implement in our daily lives, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have 100% conviction and faith in Allah's promises. وَلَنْ تَجْدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. The sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can be most truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah promises for something, definitely He is going to grant us. What is the first promise? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 152, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَسْكُرُكُمْ. That if you remember me, I will remember you. Give and take. See? So, what is the meaning of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's not only zikrullah. That is one form of remembrance of Allah, zikrullah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, astaghfirullah, etc. So, these are the kalimat of askar. These are the kalimat and phrases of zikrullah. That's one form of zikr, that you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another form of zikr is the salat. Five times salat. We're praying on time, continuously, you know, correctly, punctually, on time. This is also zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِزِكْرِ. That you must establish prayer for my zikr. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explain the salat as a zikrullah, as the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are not praying salat, those who are unmindful, it means they don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't do zikrullah. Salat is the form of zikr, and it is compulsory, obligatory, five times a day. So when a person is fulfilling this rite, faskuruni, when he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on time, constantly, continuously, punctually, then faskuruni askurkum. Allah's promise is that definitely, most certainly, He will remember you. What does it mean? When you are in trouble, if you are facing any hardship, if you are going through any trial and tribulation, if you are feeling sick or tired or any kind of calamity, any kind of problem, physical, mental, social, economical, financial, whatever, that time Allah will remember you, meaning Allah will make you a way out of the trouble, out of that problem. Allah will protect you. If you are sick, Allah will grant you the cure. If you are poor, Allah will grant you the wealth, etc., etc. So this is the promise of Allah. If you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all circumstances, in all situations, in every condition, then there is the promise of Allah that Allah will remember you. When you are facing any trouble and trial and tribulation, Allah's help, Allah's nusrat, Allah's mercy, Allah's angels will be there to protect you, to provide you all kind of sustenance, all kind of needs and the necessities. This is the first promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another form of zikrullah, which Ulama explained, these are the physical zikrullah, like person is praying salat, it means people can see, oh, he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person opens the Holy Quran and recite the Quran, the tilawat of the Quran, it is the form of zikrullah. A person who is sitting with the Holy Quran, reciting the Holy Quran, a people who are watching him, looking at him, they can understand, oh, this person is busy, what? Doing zikrullah. He is engaged himself in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah, in the tilawat of the Quran, form of zikrullah. Right? But there are certain things which people cannot observe, people cannot see. But that is also form of zikrullah. What does it mean? Whatever you are doing, your dunyavi activities, your worldly things, worldly affairs, shopping, for example, right? We don't regard as a zikrullah. I am going for food, going to Walmart is not zikrullah. I am going to get something which I need for myself, for my family. That's the necessities of this dunya, this world. We don't regard, we disregard it as the worldly things. But Ulama explained, before you go there and before you purchasing any fruit, any item of food or any clothing or any item, first you must make your intention. This is little effort we have to make over there, cautiously. Before you purchase any food, any fruits, any item, think there are hukukul ibad. I am responsible for my wife. I am responsible for my children. I am responsible for my brothers and sisters, my parents. I am buying these fruits. I am buying this food. I am buying this cloth to fulfill that right which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made compulsory upon me as the leader of the household. So now I am purchasing this to fulfill the rights of my parents, to my rights of my children, rights of my wife. With that intention, if you purchase even the fruits or any milk or any item, that will be regarded as an ibadah, as a zikrullah. Because that particular moment, you are fulfilling and obeying the commands of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala has commanded you to take care of your family. Now you are doing that. So while you are purchasing, if you just remember at that point before you paying your to the register, just remember that for a moment, I am purchasing this for the sake of Allah, for my parents, for my children. So with this intention, your every cent you are spending, you're going to get the reward for that. Every item you are buying, that will be regarded as a ibadah, as a zikrullah. It's so simple, but we are so unmindful of these things. So whatever purchase you are doing, just make this niyyah, this intention before you purchase. Oh Allah, I am doing this to fulfill the rights of my relatives, to rights of my parents, or right of myself. I get hungry, I get thirsty, I need something to survive. With that intention, if you purchase it, and then this will be regarded as a zikrullah. And Allah will give more barakat and blessing in that kind of purchase. We just have to, for a while, we just have to think and ponder about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, if you discipline yourself and make this kind of habit every single day, so whatever you are doing, for example, you are driving, going from home to the job, your intention is Allah has commanded me to earn the halal risk. And that is the command of Allah. After praying my salah, this is my responsibility. I must go out and search for risk, for sustenance. With that intention, I'm going. So whatever time you're spending on the road or at the job place, 6 hours, 8 hours, that will be regarded as a ibadah. That will be regarded as a zikrullah. And you will get reward for every second you're spending over there. But you have to make intention. If you don't make intention, you just go out, you're not going to get any reward. Because your mind is not there. You are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The promise of Allah will that, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَسْكُرْكُمْ. When you remember me, then I will remember you. So from our part, we have to make this habit, we have to make this this thing in our system, that whatever I am doing, let me for a while think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'll do it. So definitely that whatever time spent, that will be regarded as ibadat, and we'll get the reward for everything. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. The second thing, my brothers, why I don't have time to go through now, is only 1 minute left. وَإِسْتَعَذَّنَ رَبَّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Second promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that if you thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His bounties, for His favors, for His ni'mah, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That is a promise. Definitely Allah will increase His bounties upon you. And what is the thank? Whatever you're going through, just say Alhamdulillah. You just have to utter this one sentence while you are eating, while you are driving, while you are talking, while you anything, just say Alhamdulillah. Make the habit of Alhamdulillah. Allah wants from you that much only, that you must say always Alhamdulillah. After doing anything,
just say Alhamdulillah. That is the praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking on the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq for that also. We just have to keep our mind towards it. The third promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Ud'uni astajib lakum. O my servant, call to me whenever you need anything of this dunya or akhirah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Right? Whatever you need and necessity of this dunya, just call to me, make dua, raise your hands. And astajib lakum, this is my promise. Whenever you raise your hands, I will fulfill your promise. I will fulfill your needs and necessity. That is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth promise, my brothers, وَمَا كَانُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانُ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah ta'ala says, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why Allah has to punish them when you are amongst them, and why Allah has to punish them